We've never done it that way before. We tried it once. I remember way back when we had 500 kids in our Sunday school program. We have a tendency in the church to do as a, you know, to live into a past that, you know, almost idolize a past that may or may not ever existed. As a good friend of mine always refers to it, the past perfect that never was. We often see the times that were as these golden years, forgetting the struggle and sometimes focusing on maybe a couple of good things. Or else we get into the idea that everything was horrible. And we spend a lot of time trying to recapture a time that never will be. I think it was Thomas Aquinas who said, "No man steps in the same river twice." In other words, you know, even though it may have the same name, it may follow the same riverbed, that each, you know, each, that the river is constantly changing. It's never the same water, it's never the same fish. It's always a little different. And that's the way it is with the church. That's what it is like everything else in life. It's constantly moving, it's constantly changing. Now that doesn't mean that we forget about our past, nor does it mean that we don't learn from it. It doesn't mean that our traditions aren't important or that we don't honor or live into them. What it means is that we cannot get trapped and it, you know, we can't be trapped. We can't be static. We always have to move forward as a church. In our letter today to the Galatians, now, those of you who have studied Galatians with me or read it, Galatians is Paul's crankiest letter. And that's saying something for Paul. Paul gets cranky at all sorts of times, but he's dealing with a group who is really regressing. Some of them are trying to, you know, go back to the ways, you know, that, you know, basically the ways of the Torah, the Jewish way, and trying to make the Gentiles go back to being, I guess, Jews. And other people are, as we see today, kind of lapsing into old bad behavior. And Paul is writing them. A little bit of it's to chew them out, and a little bit of it is to sit there, and or part of it is just to get them to move forward, to continue in the direction that they had started out in, to move towards the kingdom of God. Not to get mired with a past, not to try to idolize something that no longer can exist. And it's hard for us because sometimes it means letting go. It means taking risks. It means doing things that we're unfamiliar with. Now, anybody who's been in the church for a long time, who've gone to church for many years, realizes that, you know, the church of their childhood and the church of their early young adulthood, the church now, it's always something's a little different, even if you've been going to the same church forever. And a healthy church is a church that is focused towards the kingdom of God and figuring out new ways, looking even at the old ways and figuring out what would it work, what is it the Spirit is calling us to do? Sort of like Elijah this morning. You know, he follows Elijah. He knows Elijah's going to be taken up. Elijah keeps on telling him, you know, stay here, I'm going to go. And Elijah will not leave him. until the very end. And we hear of Elijah finally being taken up with the horses and chariot. And we have Elijah who's calling out for him. And there's this moment of mourning where he rips his clothes. You know, this is a, you know, this is sort of a, this is a traditional Jewish, you know, Jewish act. Even, you know, see some Orthodox Jews now who will rip their clothing at a moment of mourning. But then we're told he picks up the mantle, puts it on his shoulders, and he moves. He goes on to proclaim God's message to other people, just as Jesus instructs us to in today's gospel. We know that Jesus is headed towards Jerusalem, and we're kind of backtracking a little bit in the year. This is where Jesus is starting to head towards Jerusalem, towards his crucifixion, towards his resurrection. And on his way, we have people who are either trying to join him or people that he's calling to follow. And Jesus, you know, is ready to accept them, but well, these people all have something else they want to do or feel they need to do. And Jesus is telling them, no, we have to move forward. You know, at the end, he talks about the one who puts his hand on the plow and looks backwards is not worthy of the kingdom. Now, anyone, I don't know a lot about farming. Yeah, it's funny, you know, it's like people often expect that I spent like the first 15 years of my life growing up on a farm, but that doesn't mean I know anything about farming except one thing is that whether it was by hand, you know, by hand where one person's pulling the plow, whether it was like the oxen or even nowadays with tractors, with even the big tractors with the GPS, you know, units and all that. A farmer who's plowing rows does not look backwards, but looks forward, you know, whether it's a, you know, whether it's at a fence post or some imaginary point. If he wants, you know, he or she wants to make a straight row. If a farmer is looking backwards while they're plowing, that row is going to end up like this. It's going to get tangled up and it's going to cross over what has already been done and spoil it. And that's the way it is moving towards the kingdom. Now, a farmer works with knowledge of the past and experience. You know, you could tell a row that a new person, you know, you can kind of tell when it's a new person farming on a row they're doing, or if it's somebody like my father who's plowed rows with everything from horses to tractors, and his are just like. But he never looks back. And that's what it is with the church, is that we use our experience, we use our knowledge, we use our traditions, but we move forward. We take the church into the world in which we live. Yes, there might have been times when the doors were bursting in the Sunday school, but we don't let that stop us from having a wonderful Sunday school. You know, it doesn't, you know, it'd be great to have 100 kids in Sunday school, but doesn't mean that when we have 5 kids, it's not that it isn't great Sunday school. It doesn't, when we have church, we go out and we invite people in. We don't expect people to come to us. The church is very active. It's all about, you know, going forward, going out. Go is an important word in the church. You know, Jesus doesn't tell his disciples, you know, sit around and wait for people to come to you. He tells them constantly to go out. It's like the young man we see today who, you know, who basically wants to stay around to bury his dad. And Jesus says, you know, don't worry about the dad, you know, go. So brothers and sisters, I encourage you as Christians, as followers of Christ, when you leave here today, that you take the church into the world in which you are going. To remember that the mission field is beyond our driveway. That though we come here each week to rejoice and to celebrate, to give comfort at times, to give encouragement other times, to learn, we don't stay here. We take the hope that has been given to us and we share it with others. Joy, faith, love, these are all gifts that are given to us through our wonderful God. These are the gifts in which Christ embodied. And these are the gifts in which we are called to share with others. So my brothers and sisters, listen to what the Spirit is saying to you. Think about the people whom Christ are calling you to meet. Go out and do God's work. But keep your eyes towards the kingdom at all times. And move forward.